Welcome to another Universal Orlando podcast. I'm Nick.
And I'm Melody.
And that's a sleeping cat.
Yes.
My phone is at 16%. Let's see if we can finish this episode before it dies.
You have a charger literally right next to you.
Well, it's not mobile, so I can't use my phone. And this is a very phone-heavy podcast.
What are we talking about
Mardi
today?
Gras! Oh, okay. International Flavors of Carnival. You must be 21 and up to consume libations.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. Just in case you didn't know that. We live in America where the age of drinking is 21 and not 18 like the rest of the world.
Indeed. Even though I'm pretty sure there are other places in the world where it's probably 21. But I don't know the drinking laws of every single company.
Company?
Shut up. Of every the world single is company country. Now? Anyway.
I'm trying to find the menu because that's what we're talking about.
Here,
the
I'll
food.
I'll send it to you. And while I send it to you, I will tell our listeners about our socials. We are on Instagram and Twitter /X. You can find us at Another Universal Podcast on Instagram and Another UO Pod on Twitter /X.
Cool. Do you have any small talk? I'm going to bring in the small talk. Yes, I'm ripping that off Distractable.
Yeah, yeah.
Sue me. Don't actually. Please don't. Mark has lots of lawyers.
We were actually talking about that, where out of all the celebrities in the world, Mark would be the one and only person who I would actually probably have a nervous breakdown meeting.
Yes.
Anyone else, I'd probably be like, oh, yeah, cool. I got to meet them, I guess.
Pretty much. Small
anyway.
Talk. Other than that.
My fandomness? Fan? I don't know what it's called.
I started a new hobby.
An expensive hobby.
I think I have spent over $1,000 on my hobby. I now play Airsoft. Woo!
Woo!
It's fun. I have lots of boo-boos. I got shot in the face 2 times. It was not fun.
Mm.
It bled.
Yep.
Some kid came up to me, he's like, I think you got shot in the face. I'm like, really? How could you tell? With 2 puncture wounds on my left cheek. It was not fun.
Mm.
Lots of kids. Lots of kids who have better gear than me. It made me really sad.
Oh, well.
And I'm over here, so like, I use tan pants, for anybody who actually cares. And then I have an underbelt, then I have an overbelt. And basically the underbelt is Velcro, the overbelt is the other side of the Velcro. And the overbelt has my pistol with my 2 spare mags, a dump pouch for all the empty mags, and a really expensive holster for the pistol.
And if you feel bad for tuning him out, don't worry, I did too.
Whatever.
Food. Unfortunately, we're doing this late at night, so hopefully we aren't hungry. But too if late. It's for you listeners during the day, because I normally post this at 9 in the morning, so...
Alright, I found
you're
the menu.
Hungry? Sorry.
So, I love how I go onto the app, I click on the Mardi Gras thing.
He's copying my story that I told him earlier.
Clicked on the Mardi Gras food, and it just takes me to the website.
Oh, he just takes me to the website.
And up in the top hand, up, like, on the top, it says, oh, do you want to open the Universal Orlando app? And it's basically just an endless loop of opening the app, going to the Mardi Gras food.
Click on the menu.
Click on view menu. Takes me right back to the website. I find it funny.
Hmm. You didn't find it as funny when I told you the story earlier.
I don't care. Anyways, bits. No, that's not bits. Bites of the Bayou.
We're going in alphabetical order because that's the way.
I am just going
Universal
from left
there.
To right.
Yep, and it's in alphabetical order.
Makes sense. Baked Cajun mac and cheese. I will be indeed trying this. Maybe. Creamy spicy... Oh, never mind. It has spice. Creamy spicy cavatappi pasta with andouille sausage, holy trinity... Trinity? And a Cajun cream sauce garnished with scallions. $10.99 plus tax. Oh, right. That's your spot. Never
yes,
mind.
Yes, it is. I was going to say, if you say the prices, I'm not going to be able to say anything this episode. Except the... Ha, that sounds good.
We'll see. Anyways.
Now we can cut those audios and just place it in throughout the episode.
Are you actually going to do that?
No, that's too much work.
Please do that.
No.
Nah, I just made you. You're doing it.
You're going to try this mac and cheese.
I will. Now, the question is it better than the McDonald's mac and cheese? Because we all know the McDonald's mac and cheese is superior.
You don't
Wait, eat... do they not have mac
and cheese? No. You don't... You have Alfredo noodles, doofus.
I could probably make a mac and cheese you there.
Probably could, but it's not going to be mac and cheese.
I will actually try this next one. It is a chicken and sausage gumbo stew of Trinity chicken and andouille bacon over white rice.
For $8.99.
Congrats. Mm. I will indeed be trying that because last year they had like shrimp gumbo.
Oh, like a shrimp and sausage gumbo probably.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, I would try that, but I don't like shrimp.
No, he only likes bang bang shrimp. There,
that is the only shrimp I'll eat. Bang bang shrimp from Bonefish Grill.
Small talk.
Hey, small talk's over.
We got to go to a Korean barbecue and hot pot. Oh. I was so proud of Nick for actually eating food there.
Yeah, it was steak and beef.
And I ate octopus. But anyway.
So there's this new Korean hot pot and barbecue that opened up near us. And normally you go to a Korean hot pot and, you know, you sit down and you have a server and they come and say, okay, tell me what you want. And you just order, okay, I want this, this, and this. And then they come out and they give you just trays of meat.
He says normally. We've only been to one other Korean
in hot Pensacola
pot, and they did it that way.
So I base all of my stuff off of that. Miss, I lived in Korea for 10 years, but remember zero of it.
I moved away when I was 10.
Oh, well, I don't care. I remember when I was 10. I had a birthday party and he brought a big snake.
Congrats. I can remember moments, not every single detail.
Oh, well. Anyways.
Because tell me, what did that kid get for his birthday presents?
Toys.
Wow.
Anyways, but this Korean hot pot, it's like a buffet where you go up, you pick, you get this like rectangular plate.
It's a plate.
It's a rectangular plate.
Okay. You can use any plate.
But it's rectangular.
You're making the small talk no longer small.
Whatever. And you go up and you just, they give you tongs and like there's beef tongs, chicken tongs, and just different tongs so you don't, you know, cross-contaminate and they're all labeled.
Yeah,
and you go up and you, it's just like this big freezer. Oh, they weren't listening to that?
I saw some people just grab a tongs and just start grabbing food.
Oh, well, that's not good.
No.
Anyways, I did it correctly because I am a good citizen. It's like this big freezer, at least where the beef was. And it's just like deep full of beef. And you can just like go and grab as much beef as you want.
Yes. But if you have too much leftover food at the end.
Oh, do they charge you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I didn't even notice.
I think it was on her menu or something that I saw it. But it also said, like, an excess amount.
Oh,
so
besides,
if you had, like, some food, you're fine.
A meatball left over.
But if you grab, like, a whole plate and end up not eating it, then yeah, they're going to charge you because you wasted a lot.
And then I am so mad.
About?
At the very end, you found, like, the actual strips of actual steak.
Oh, yeah.
Like, thick pieces, not, like, paper-thin pieces.
I also realized a couple days later that what we could have done is also cook the meat in sauce because they have like a spot with sauces so you could have dipped like the meat in the sauce and then
you could have dipped the meat in sauces. And you brought me back a plain steak.
I forgot you went up too. Leave me alone. I was more focused on eating my seafood
because I was also looking for like the chicken stuff,
the garlic chicken.
Yeah, like that kind of chicken.
Oh, I did find that. I think it was in the barbecue area where I grabbed the other stuff.
Anyways, it's not cheap. It's $35 per person, and then it was like an extra $5 if you want to do both per person.
Yeah.
So it was like $40 a person.
But it was really nice, and buffet style and all that.
I did not eat $40 worth, so next time I have to eat $80
worth. We were rushing to get home back to the kids.
Yes, we were.
Anyway, we talked about the gumbo.
And I will be trying the gumbo. You said the price, right?
Yes.
Cajun spice twisted tater. Cajun seasoned potato, Creole remoulade sauce, and herbs. $9.99. I think I'm sleeping on the couch tonight. You can say the drinks.
Ooh.
You're welcome.
The drink menu. I didn't even look ahead if this changes. Anyway, you can get a Miller Lite for $10.50. A neutral for $12.50 and a Modelo for $11.50.
Okay. From now on, if it is anything other than
the ones I just read,
your typical alcoholic beverage that you can find at any gas station, then we will say it. But if it's just, you know, a Bud Light or a Miller Lite or a Neutral, no one cares.
No, they don't.
Well, some people care. We don't.
You care about their, what, cranberry
Curse thingy? Cranberry.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Didn't you say you found it or something?
I keep seeing posts that it's somewhere in the Jurassic Park land area. So.
Fitting.
In a week or two when we go, I'm going to have to check that out.
Oh, yeah. We're going soon.
Yes, we are. Moving on. Canada. Hot maple lacquered salmon. Ew. Sorry, I said that wrong. Salmon. Grilled salmon fillet with a maple lacquer. Liqueur? Lacquer.
One of the two.
One of those. And an ancient grain mixed salad for
$14.99.
There we go. Margarita poutine. Yes, poutine's back.
A margarita version.
I was worried. It is fresh mozzarella, roasted tomato, basil, cream, and pub fries. Interesting.
For $10.49. Doesn't sound as good as last year's.
No. And definitely not as good as
What was last year's poutine?
The bloody campground poutine from Halloween Horror Nights 32, I think.
Okay.
Last year, it was, like, curly fries and...
Wasn't there some sort of meat?
Yeah, there was a meat. I can't remember what kind of meat.
Because there's no meat on this one.
No, there is not. But I will definitely be trying this.
And I'll want to try the salmon, but that is not cheap.
And now we have a drink menu. Ginger snap.
I shut up. I do drink menu. Read the prices for the drink menu.
So rude.
Ginger snap. Fireball cinnamon whiskey, lime juice, ginger puree, and maple syrup.
The 20-ounce souvenir cup, $16.50. The refill is $13.50. A 12-ounce single serve is $13.50.
There's a ginger snap mocktail. Lime juice, ginger puree, cinnamon syrup, and maple syrup.
$9. There's another one.
Collective Arts Brewing Life in the Clouds IPA.
20-ounce souvenir cup, $16. Refill, $12.75. 20-ounce single serve, $13.
E.
China.
Yay.
Spicy Saskatchewan Chicken Bites.
Did you say that right?
I have no idea.
Isn't that the...
Saskatchewan?
Yeah.
That could be how you say it.
But isn't that the stupid Rick and Morty reference? Are you copy-pasting the word?
Here we go.
Hold on.
Sorry, I'm going on a tangent.
Now you're gonna do whatever I say, Morty. Forever. And I'll go out and I'll find some more of that Mulan Szechuan teriyaki dipping sauce, Morty. Because that's what it's all about, Morty. That's my one-armed man. I'm not driven by avenging my dead family, Morty. That was fake. I'm driven by fighting that McNugget sauce. I want that Mulan McNugget sauce, Morty. That's my series arc, Morty. It takes 9 seasons. I want my McNugget tipping sauce, Szechuan sauce, Morty. That's gonna take us all the way to the end, Morty. Season 9 more seasons, Morty. 9 more seasons until I get that dipping Szechuan sauce. For 97 more years, Morty. I want that McNugget sauce, Morty.
Hello, everybody.
No!
Now I have to keep that in, too, because it just goes full circle.
Try and keep that in. Try and keep it to, like, 20 seconds.
I know how to edit, Michael.
So we don't get copywritten.
Doesn't copyright stuff only work if you're getting paid for it?
I have no idea. I don't want the FBI showing up on my door and be like, hey, you posted a Rick and Morty part.
Because our wedding video was copyrighted. It's still up on YouTube.
Because it's private.
Oh.
Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed that rant from Rick.
Oh, yes, I was right. And Szechuan.
It is crispy pieces of chicken with
now
right...
Now you have to completely start over. What is it called?
The spicy Szechuan chicken bites.
There you go.
Crispy pieces of chicken with white rice, sesame seeds, Szechuan chili crunch.
For $11.99.
Now I'll be trying that just because of that clip, because I forgot that was the sauce from that clip.
Mm.
The duck.
Jian?
Jian Bing. I am sorry if I butchered that.
I feel really awkward because I have a Chinese aunt, yet I can't speak any Chinese.
Shame.
At all.
You bring great shame. Anyways, shredded duck dumpling with... Poison, scallion ginger butter.
For $10.99.
This is your turn.
Drink menu.
Have fun.
Luck and Prosperity. Hokkaido milk tea powder, ginger puree, blood orange syrup, vanilla cream syrup, and mango popping boba. Ooh, for $9.
Hey.
Oh, it's not an alcohol drink.
Interesting.
That's probably why it's cheap.
Heineken. Oh, wait.
Heineken. Oh, that's it.
No, that's just a typical beer.
Oh, I don't know my beers, so I wouldn't know.
Coca-Cola Market Square.
Although there is the Voodoo Brewing Co. Lacto Cooler. I don't know if that's like
they have a lacto cooler at
China.
Why are they bringing back the lacto cooler for? That's the Ghostbusters themed beer. That's
I don't know.
Wildly famous at Halloween Horror Nights.
That's probably why then. Why is that China? Who knows?
If I see Cursed Cranberry anywhere on this list, I'm going to freak. Coca-Cola Market Square, frozen brandy milk punch.
This whole thing is a drink menu. You do realize
really?
That, right? Okay. I thought I read the drink menus. That's what I'm trying
we'll
to
do. We'll go back
at.
And forth. Torres, 10-year brandy, Old Forester, bourbon, milk, cream, simple syrup, and vanilla bean.
For $13.50.
Now it's your turn.
Oh. Frozen Irish coffee. Ooh.
Ew.
Jameson Irish whiskey. J.F. Hayden's espresso liquor. Cold brew concentrate and vanilla ice cream.
For $13.50.
There you go. That actually sounds
had
super
a
good to me.
Irish coffee in Ireland. It's not good.
You made me try an Irish coffee somewhere. I don't remember where it was, but you had me try one and I liked it and it threw you off.
I do not remember.
I just remember it was very powerful. It was like
yes.
a very small shot of coffee. And I thought, whoo!
No.
Wasn't it? Well,
no.
No, it was the little one you had me drink.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
It was like years ago. That's why.
An Irish coffee is a cup of coffee with liquor in it.
Oh.
Or at least that's the one I had in Ireland. I took two sips and I'm like, I'm done.
Oh. Then I don't know.
I'm pretty
know
sure
what
there was like cream and whatnot in it, but like. It was
anyway,
a normal cup of coffee.
I still want this Irish coffee.
Have fun with that. It's also a frozen Irish coffee.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Bananas Forester Fizz.
No. You read it wrong.
Foster's.
There you go.
Cruzan Aged Dark Rum. Plantary. OFTD Rum. Bowls. Cream de Banana Barks. And Cream Soda.
Sorry.
That might all be one thing. I'm not sure.
Listening to Reed, that was funny, though.
Whatever.
Oh, now I gotta do the prices.
Yep.
The 20-ounce souvenir cup is $16.50, and both the refill and 12-ounce single serve are both $13.50.
Fun.
Oh, my turn. Doberge Cake Cocktail. A 360 Sorrento Lemon Vodka, 360 Double Chocolate Vodka, Vanilla Cream Syrup, Cupcake Cold Foam, and Sprite.
You're doing the cake one?
And the prices are the same.
As the banana one?
Yeah.
Okay. Peach Cobbler Smash, Old Forester Bourbon, Peach Puree, Lime Wedge, and Coca-Cola.
Same prices.
Same prices.
And that one was Forester, not
yep.
Foster.
Next.
Oh. Peach Cobbler Smash Mocktail, Peach Puree, Lime Wedges, and Coca-Cola.
For $9. Orange Coconut Snowball Mocktail. Pineapple juice, coconut milk, cream of coconut, and Fanta Orange.
For $9. There's the BLTC Bloody Mary, New Amsterdam Vodka, Tomato Juice, Lemon Juice, Simple Syrup, Horseradish.
Aww.
Worcestershire Sauce.
Ew.
Celery Salt, and Black Pepper. And the price for this one is different.
You got a 20-ounce souvenir cup, $19, a refill, $15.50, 12-ounce single serve, $15. It's probably because you got a hot dog in there. That was a joke because of the relish, the horseradish.
Oh, I was going to say, what hot dog are you talking about?
Never
and then
mind.
There's no pickle relish? What?
Don't question it. What drink artist was just like, let me put Worcestershire sauce and... What horseradish together in a drink?
And then there's a premium cocktail mixed with your choice of liquor, but...
That's my turn.
That's boring.
You can get these liquors mixed in, the premium ones for an extra cost. You got Tito's Vodka, Captain Morgan Spiced Rum, Bacardi, Superior Rum, Patron, Silver Tequila, Jack Daniel's Old Number 7 Whiskey, Crown Royal Whiskey, Tanqueray London Dry Gin, and all of that is for a 20-ounce souvenir cup, $19, refill $16, 12-ounce single serve $16. So from now on, if there's premium cocktails mixed in, those are the premium cocktails. And we'll just notate that there is that available at that booth.
Woo! Moving on to Colombia.
You have the Colombian Burger, grilled burger with Monterey Jack cheese, pineapple, cabbage, slaw.
That's one word. That's one word. One ingredient.
Cilantro, garlic sauce, and potato sticks.
For $10.99.
You got the chicken empanadas, crispy corn masa chicken empanadas with aji picante.
For $8.99.
Then the pandebono, warm Colombian cassava bread.
For $7.99.
And then the drink menu.
Oh.
Which is one drink.
The agua panela. Panela, sugar, water, and fresh cut lemon.
$9. That actually sounds pretty good.
Sounds like basically my little lemon water with just a bit of sugar mixed in.
That really does.
It sounds like sugar water with a lemon on it.
Well, we're going to try it.
$9?
$9.
Oh, make that at home. It's like your stupid strawberry refresher drink from Starbucks.
We have one thing in France.
Oh.
The duck a la orange crepe.
Oh, I was looking forward to France. I was hoping for noodles.
It's always going to be crepes because of the crepe stand.
I know.
Freshly made crepes filled with shredded duck, onions, bourgeon cheese, orange segments, and an orange slice.
For $15.99.
All right, Germany.
Probably going to skip France. Yep. Are we going to talk about what we actually want in this episode, too?
We'll do that another episode because I do not have a list together.
Okay.
Germany.
Ooh, have fun.
Lieberkäse.
Is that actually how you say it?
No. Lieberkäse. Maybe.
Oh, aren't you German? Shouldn't you know how to pronounce stuff like this?
Shut up. I only took one class.
I took no Korean classes. I went to a school that taught English.
You lived there for 10 years. Anybody living there is going to pick up on the language even in just a little bit.
Yeah, and I did when I went to a Hagwon, which is basically...
I don't know what a hogwash is.
Korean preschool. But then I went to a school, and I was just always surrounded by Americans who spoke English. Literally never actually needed to learn Korean. So, yeah.
Whatever. Moving on.
I could even hang out with kids who spoke only Korean.
Lieberkäse, German-style meatloaf served on a pretzel bun with mustard and sauerkraut.
Mm. For $10.99. Interesting. I don't like sauerkraut.
Neither do I. Currywurst and pommes. Pommes? Pommes. Crispy bratwurst topped with spicy curry ketchup served with fries and mayo.
For $9.99.
Apple strudel. Shut up. Flaky pastry layers wrapped around spiced apple filling.
Or $4.99. I want the currywurst. Oh, there's a drink menu. I don't want to read the drink menu.
I'll do it.
Okay. Can I read the first one?
Nope.
Oh.
Beer flight. Bitterburger premium pills. Branzinkenier. Hefe. Weissbier. Erdinger. No, it has the extra letter because Germany has, I think, 28 letters in the alphabet.
Okay.
So there's an extra letter, and I forget how it's pronounced. I think it's S-like. Weissbier? Dunkel?
For $13.
And why did you laugh at me?
It's just fun.
Whatever.
Listening to you try to pronounce these words.
And then you can get all of those beers separately, I think.
Anyway, with those separate beers, you can get a 20-ounce souvenir cup for $16 and a refill and 20-ounce single serve for $13. Oh, wait, no.
Bulls.
No, refill is $12.75. The single serve is 13.
25 cents makes a difference.
Woo.
I will say I'm trying the currywurst and the apple strudel.
I want the currywurst.
French quarter sips.
Another long, not long.
All right, we've talked about the Category 5 punch, so we won't talk about that.
We did?
It's a typical drink they have there. You can get it at, there's one spot you can get it. I think it's at the, Bob Marley place.
Oh, the place that we have still yet to go?
Did
you say Bob Marley?
Bob Marley.
Okay, I was about to say, you did not pronounce his name. A tribute to freedom. Right.
I don't really like anything on the menu, because I'm a picky eater.
Yes, you are. Hey, he admits it.
Yes.
See, this makes no sense. You'll admit to being picky, but then when I point out that you're picky, you're like, no, I'm not.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Anyways, there's nothing on the menu I like, so I just don't go there.
Speaking of menu,
the cat wants out. Espresso martini. It's an espresso martini.
For $18.
For $18.
Gee, I like coffee, but... sheesh, no thank you.
Pim's cup. I don't know if this is a typical drink because I've never heard of it, but it is Pim's number one cup and Seagram's ginger ale garnished with fresh cut orange, strawberry, lemon, and cucumbers.
For a 20 ounce souvenir cup at $16.50, and this time I'm correct, both the refill and 12 ounce single serve are both $13.50.
Good job. India. We have potato
dosa. Hold on, I have to click. It's potato.
Shut up. I thought the O was an A.
Potato dosa.
Grilled dosa filled with curried potatoes, onions, black mustard seeds, served on with a coconut chutney.
For $7.99.
Butter chicken. Tender chicken in a spiced tomato butter sauce with naan bread and cilantro.
For $10.99.
I always hear people be like, oh, you don't actually like Indian food if all you like is butter chicken. I've never had butter chicken, and I don't like Indian food.
I like not a lot of Indian food. I went to an Indian place once, and it was a bit overpowering for even me. But who knows?
So I will be trying the butter chicken.
Aren't their food's also super...
spicy?
Aromatic.
Yes.
Interesting.
Drink menu. Your turn.
Oh.
Have fun.
Jaljeera soda. Jaljeera spice mix. Lemon juice and Sprite.
For $9.
And then an iced chai light...
latte.
Yes. The la-la-las.
Yes.
Chai. I don't know why I need to read this one. Chai, milk, and house-made masala cold foam.
For $9. Moving on. Italy. They have one thing. Technically two. Trapezzini. It is a warm ciabatta, meatball, marinara, and spiced parmesan.
Isn't it ciabatta?
It's a meatball sandwich.
Oh.
That's all that it is.
For $10.99.
And it's probably going to be the size of my phone.
Mm.
Tiny.
I'd be spending a lot of money on small foods. I want something like the octopus thing from last year.
No.
But I really like that octopus thing.
Wasn't it a salad?
Yeah.
Moving on.
A little cup.
Piccello Spritz. It is a Pellini Piccello Cavicciolli 1928 Prosecco club soda with peach bursting boba.
Don't point at me like you just didn't read what I was supposed to read.
You were taking too long.
I didn't even have a chance. And it's for $17.
Time. The record will reflect how much time you actually had.
Mexico.
Wait.
Well, if anything, with me not reading, at least I don't embarrass myself and sound like an idiot.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Quesabira. Quesabira? Queso Berea.
That one is an A, not an O.
Yes, I know. Berea beef in a corn tortilla with Monterey Jack and Oaxaca cheese served with a Berea broth. I will be trying that because I have never had Berea beef.
And it's $10.99.
Chilaquiles verde. Tortillas topped with chili braised shredded chicken, salsa verde, cilantro onion mix with lime crema, and cotija cheese.
I'm pretty sure it's cotija.
Cotija cheese.
For $7.99.
Churro loops. Crispy cinnamon sugar loops with dulce de leche, and chocolate sauce.
For $8.49. Why does that sound like it's just the cereal?
That probably is.
I don't care for cereal. I
will be trying
backstory with cereal.
Every single item on this list.
Because most cereals I eat, they taste like Cheerios.
Drink menu.
La Tormenta. Oh.
Have fun.
Cuervo Tradicional. Blanco Tequila. Lime juice. Orange juice. Dragon fruit puree. Passion fruit puree. And smoked sea salt.
20-ounce souvenir cup, $16.50. Refill, $13.50. 12-ounce single serve, $13.50.
And an elote old-fashioned. Desert Door Saddle? Nixta Liqueur de Elote del Maguey Vita Mezcal and Agave Syrup.
$19.
Hey, expensive.
Puerto Rico. Pinchos de Lechon. Lechon. Char grilled pork shoulder skewer with guava, barbecue sauce, and pan sabo.
For $10.99.
Pastelone fritters, crispy sweet plant plantain and
plantains. Do you not know what those are? Those
I thought are it was spelled disgusting. With an N. Plantain.
Oh, it is a plantain.
So either it's misspelled or it's something different. And pica de gallo, beef fritters served with mayo ketchup.
Picadillo. Unless it is whatever you just said.
Who knows? For $8.99.
Hi.
You were taking too long.
Did you say it was served with mayo ketchup?
Yep.
Okay.
Cheese dog. All beef hot dog with cheddar cheese wrapped in an empanada disc served with mayo ketchup?
For $9.99.
Is this actually a Puerto Rican dish? It's just a hot dog, but instead of the bun, it's an empanada.
How would I know?
I will be trying that, because that sounds actually really good. A deep fried hot dog.
Okay. I mean, it doesn't say deep fried anywhere.
I thought that's how empanadas are made. I thought they were deep fried.
It says wrapped in an empanada.
How do you think the empanada becomes crispy?
Move on.
Mm.
I don't know.
Exactly. Limber. A Puerto Rican frozen iced treat with choice of coconut or guanabana.
Guanabana. For $9. Didn't I have, like, guanabana or something when we went to Belize?
I don't know. Maybe.
There was some weird fruit I had there that I only had there. I really liked it. And then promptly, apparently, forgot what it was. Oh, well. I think it was guanabana. It was like a tart fruit. That's all I can remember.
Who knows? Moving on. Your turn.
I want limber now. Oh, yes. My drink menu. A pina colada.
Do we need to read that?
I don't know. It's some rum with lime juice, coconut cream.
It's a pina colada, people. Come on. 20-ounce souvenir cup, $16.50. Refill, $13.50. 12-ounce single serve, $13.50.
And then the ponche. Welch's grape juice, sweetened condensed milk, and blackberry essence.
$9, and that actually sounds really good.
Mm. That's a jack
And
drink.
Lastly, food taste of the quarter. Red beans and rice. Vegan sausage with stewed beans, white rice, and garnished with scallions.
For $7.49.
Beignets.
Oh, all of these are $7.49.
Sweet fried pastry with powdered sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And king cake, traditional king cake with cinnamon swirl icing, Mardi Gras sprinkles, and a Mardi Gras baby. Don't eat the baby.
So is that just a yearly thing then?
Yes. Oh. At least the beignets and the king cakes are. Now, last year, they had the mini king cakes, where they're mini.
Mm-hmm.
They're usually pretty big.
And I didn't like the beignets.
I love the beignets.
But then again, you told me I was supposed to have them right when they made them.
Yes.
And I did not.
No, you did not. And that's your fault.
How was it my fault?
Because you didn't eat them right away.
Because I was eating the cake.
I don't care what you were eating. You didn't eat them right away.
Me. That is the Mardi Gras food.
And now my phone is at 10%.
So it didn't die. Good job.
Any comments? Concerns?
I am looking forward to food. Unfortunately, none of the food was as exciting as last year's to me, but that's okay.
There's a decent amount that I'm excited for, but that's another episode. Not a whole episode. Segment.
Probably like our planning episode or whatever. Or, if anything, we went and this is the food we had, because our plans typically don't go the way we want them to anyway.
Nope. I will be spending $1,000 at minimum on food cards.
We will not.
Yes, we will.
We will not.
Yes, we will.
No, we won't.
It's in the budget.
It is not.
It's in the tax return budget.
Okay.
The government is going to fund my food obsessions at Universal.
Instead, we will be buying the kids some more clothes.
Or we sell the kids' clothes to spend more money at Mardi Gras and Halloween Horror Nights food booths. They have one shirt and one pair of pants. That's good enough.
And a new bed, please.
Nope, they can sleep on the floor. Who needs beds? For anybody who doesn't have a sense of humor or can sense sarcasm, that was all sarcastic, and we will obviously be buying them clothes.
And a new bed.
Yes, they do need a new bed.
She can walk now.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It is not.
It's actually fun. It's really cute.
She runs around back and forth screaming.
Happy screaming.
Yes, happy
screaming. We should probably note.
Screeching.
Happy screeching.
Yes. Anything else to add?
I don't think they've heard her screeching in any of the ending things. Just laugh.
Smart.
We don't want to burst your eardrums or anything.
No.
Anyway, we're dragging this on, so
yes,
goodbye.
All right, bye-bye.